This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. The number of Coloradans in the hospital with confirmed COVID-19 cases rose again for the sixth straight week. Here's CPR health reporter John Daly.
COVID-19 hospitalizations increased to 163 people on Wednesday. That's up almost 20 from the previous week and the highest point since mid-March. But that's still far below the peak of the Omicron wave in January. Becky Loy is an ER nurse with hospitals in Westminster and Aurora.
We're a little bit short as staff members are getting sick, which tends to be a little bit of a canary in the coal mine. And we're seeing a lot of flu, which is pretty unusual for this late in the year.
The positivity rate, the rate of positive tests, is at its highest point since mid-February. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
A proposal to pump water from the San Luis Valley to Douglas County is on hold. During a work session yesterday, County Commissioner Abe Layden voted against using $10 million in federal COVID relief funds for the project, which would have gone to a company called Renewable Water Resources to buy water from San Luis farmers and ranchers and pump it north.
Right now, there are simply too significant and enormous of hurdles for us to move forward with this project right now.
Layden said he'd still consider the proposal in the future, but said the company would need to address other concerns county attorneys raised about the project. All flags on government buildings will fly at half-staff to mark yesterday's mass shooting at an elementary school in Texas. The order from Governor Jared Polis comes after President Biden issued a proclamation about it to include military bases. The change will stay through Saturday. This is CPR News. It's 4:06.